Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. Did everyone receive a bulletin? If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand and we'll have someone pass those out to you. If you did not receive a bulletin,
如果没有这个程序单，你可以举下手啊，我们可以啊给你可以做笔记。
If you need one, please raise your hand.
可以举手。
All right. So this year we have our theme is Christ is the head of this house.
今年我们的主题是基督是我家之主。
And we've been looking through the Bible at the different families and we've been looking at what God would have us to learn from them.
我们看到了圣经上不同的家庭啊，以及要从啊中学的功课。
We recently had our marriage and family conference, and it was from Ephesians chapter 5, the last part of Ephesians chapter 5.
我们也有了婚姻和家庭的特会啊，也讲到以弗所书第五章。
I think it's no accident that now in chapter 6, that Paul not only speaks of the family in chapter 5 and the first part of chapter 6, but now he speaks about the spiritual warfare that we are in.
我想不是偶然保罗在第五章说到家庭，在第六章他就说到属灵的征战。
So we're going to look at 8 messages here. First message on overcoming, how to be victorious in the spiritual warfare.
关于得胜，我们会有8个信息。
And our verse here, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Let's bow our heads and pray again today.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We praise your holy name.
天父，我们带着感恩的心到你面前来，我们要赞美你。
And Father, you know the needs of each of our hearts today. We pray that you would help us to open our hearts to you and that you would speak to us this day.
求你帮助我们打开我们的心，让你来向我们说话。
Father, I pray for your anointing. Speak the words that you would have to be spoken.
愿你圣灵的膏油，这个话语。
And Father, we pray that, that you would move in our hearts.
愿你感动我们的心。
For those who are not able to be with us today, whether it be health or other reasons, we pray your hand be upon them.
让你帮助今天不能来到我们当中的，尤其是身体软弱的。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So, how do we overcome challenges? We all face challenges. Almost every day of our lives, we face challenges and struggles.
我们几乎每一天，我们都要面对挑战和挣扎。
There are challenges in life, in our marriages, in our families.
在我们生活，在我们婚姻，在我们家庭里面都有挑战。
Within the last 2 or 3 weeks, personally, I've faced several challenges.
在过去两三个礼拜里，我个人也有个挑战。
Within the last 2 or 3 weeks, my son has been in the hospital, had to go to Columbia, Missouri to visit him and appreciate your prayers for him.
我的儿子他进了医院，然后是在哥伦比亚，感谢大家为他的祷告。
I also appreciate your prayers for granddaughter and some things, decisions that she has made.
也感谢大家为我的孙女祷告，要为她做一些决定。
And then just a week ago had a car accident.
上个礼拜就有了一个车祸。
You know, sometimes these things come together, all these things, and you feel like, what is happening?
有些时候这些事就一起来，让你说，那到底怎么搞的？
Maybe you face challenges like this too and struggles. How do we overcome these challenges?
也许你也有类似这样的挑战，那我们怎么样来得胜？
There's a movie called War Room.
有一个电影，它叫做战场。
And this war room we've shown to our youth before, and others may have seen it. If you've not seen this movie, I recommend this. You see this Christian movie called War Room.
如果你还没有看过，我是建议大家看。这是一个基督徒的电影。
It's the story of a family, and they were facing challenges. The daughter did not like what was going on at home, and there were things said about the father, husband.
所以这个在这个家里面有挑战，然后这个女儿她不喜欢这个家啊，不喜欢爸爸说的。
And then we hear these words as a wife cried out to God in prayer. She said these words: "Jesus is the Lord of this house."
那个太太在向神的祷告里面，她说：“耶稣基督是这个家的主。”
Lies, take your schemes, take your accusations, and get out in Jesus' name.
魔鬼带着你的谎言、你的阴谋、你的罪行出去。
So this reminds us again, we are in a spiritual warfare.
叫我们提醒我们说，我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
What are the strategies that we can take for overcoming?
那我们得胜的战略是什么？
Maybe you're familiar with a book called The 36 Strategies in Ancient China.
也许中国古代有36计。
So it kind of gives strategies for war that were in the history of China.
那是历史上的一些的中国历史上的一些的方法。
And I think here in Ephesians chapter 6, God gives us 8 strategies for overcoming. 在以弗所书里面，神给我们看见得胜的八个策略。 And the key question here, what is strategy number one for overcoming? We're going to look at that today.
所以我们要看这些战略第一要点是什么。
So the key idea here, I want you to think about this with me, we need to claim the strength that God has promised us. Then you can overcome anything in God's strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
我主要要分享，那是要领用神所应许的能力，然后你就可以用神的力量胜过任何的事情，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。Sometimes
we feel like we have no strength and we do not have enough strength in this battle.
很多时候我们在征战中觉得没有力量。So
I want you to come with me as we go to the Old Testament and consider the story in the Old Testament of overcoming.
我们先来看旧约里面得胜的故事。
It's a battle between David and Goliath.
是大卫和哥利亚之间的战斗。
Maybe you've heard this before, but I want you to think about it in a new way.
以前也许都听过，但是今天我们重新来看。
First of all, we see that Goliath was great. His size was great. He was a huge man, a giant of a man.
首先我们看哥利亚他很大，他的体型很大，他是个巨人。
We read the verses here in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. That's about 9 feet 9 inches, or about 3 meters.
在撒母耳记17章那里说，从非利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高6肘，零一虎口。
Now, can you imagine if you were out there in that valley where they fought this battle, the Philistines challenging the Israelites, and out comes this enormous man, and you're standing there looking at him, and you're about up to his waist.
所以你看，你可以想象说，以色列人他们跟非利士人在那里征战，在那个狭窄的山谷，突然出现这么一个巨人，然后你的头只到他的腰那么高。
At that time, you're looking, where can I hide? Where do I go?
所以也许你就会转头说，往哪儿躲？
And so we see that he was also not only his great in his height and his size, but his armor and his weapons were also great.
不仅他的体型，他的盔甲和武器也很大。
We read here he had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing about 5,000 shekels or about 125 pounds or 58 kilograms. His legs, he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was swung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and iron point weighed 600 shekels, about 15 pounds, 6.9 kilograms.
头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000舍克勒，脚上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟，枪杆出入织布机的机轴，铁枪头重600舍克勒。 有一个拿盾牌的人在他面前走。
So he only had a armor and shield crippled and a spear and a sword. He was looked like impossible to fight.
他有这么大的体型，他有这样的枪，这样的戟，这样的盾牌，看起来是不可战胜的。
Third thing we see is his challenge was great.
还有一个挑战，就是他的挑战很大。
Goliath stood and he shouted to the ranks of the Israelite army, "Why do you not come out and line up the battle? Am I not a Philistine and you are not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he's able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other."
哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立，呼叫说，你们出来摆列队伍做什么？我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来。他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我就做你们的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。那非利士人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。
In those days when a battle took place, there would be one man who would come out and challenge, so the two of them would fight to the death, and the winner would be the winning army.
当时我们知道说，很多战争，他们是两阵各选一个人，他们之间的胜负就决定战争的胜负。
And so we see the great challenge.
这里有一个极大的挑战。
And what would be the answer to that challenge?
那怎样来回应这样的挑战？
Physically speaking, Goliath had everything.
从物质的角度来说，哥利亚拥有一切。
But we see the answer was a spiritual answer, reminding us that it's also a spiritual warfare.
但是这个回应乃是在属灵上的，因为这本来就是一个属灵的征战。
David was greater. His conviction was greater.
大卫他更加的伟大，因为他的信念是伟大的。
So whenever the Israelites saw the man Goliath, they all fled from him. They ran with great fear.
所以当以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
David, the first time saw Goliath, he said these words to the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?"
大卫问站在旁边的人说，有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
And so they told him that the king would give great riches and that he would give his daughter in marriage to anyone who would fight against Goliath.
所以他们说，这个得胜的将得到极大的财富，那王也要把女儿嫁给他。
So here, greater conviction overcomes great fear.
在这里一个更大的信念战胜了那个恐惧。
Learning to trust God, that conviction that trusting God is greater than anything that we would face in this world.
学习信靠神比我们在世上要面对的一切都要更大。
Spurgeon reminds this with these words.
我们看见说有这些话来提醒我们在斯布珍说的话里。
Because God is a living God, He can hear.
因为神是永生神，他能听到。
Because He's a loving God, He will hear.
因为他是爱的神他会听到。
And because He's our covenant God, He has promised to hear.
因为他是我们圣约的神他答应会听到。
So our trust in God, that God will hear, that He can hear, that He will hear, and He's promised to hear us.
所以我们相信神，他能够听到，他会听到，他也应许说他会听到。
David had this conviction.
大卫就有这样的信念。
And then we see his courage was also greater.
我看到大卫他的勇气也是更大的。
We read here that David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard him speaking with the men, and he burned with anger at him. He asked him, "Why have you come down here? With whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down here to watch the battle. Now, what have I done? David said. Can I speak?
大卫的长兄以利加听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意。你下来特为要看征战。大卫说，我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？
So basically, David is saying here, don't be angry at me. Isn't there something more important for us to be thinking about? Is there not a cause? We can stand firm in our convictions when we are following the Lord and His calling.
所以说大卫在讲说不要来向我发怒，我下来岂是没有缘由的吗？我们这里有一个更大的事情。
So as his oldest brother criticized him, David realized greater courage overcomes great criticism.
当他的长兄在那里批评他的时候他这里保罗大卫用他的勇气战胜了这个批评。
So David, he had a great conviction, he had great courage, but I want you to see the third thing, very important, his faith was greater.
他有更大的信念，他有更大的勇气，但更重要的，我们来看他的信仰。
King Saul called David over, trying to convince him that he was not able to do this. Saul replied,
扫罗王就跟大卫说他不能够去征战。
You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him.Only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth.
你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻。他自幼就做战士。
Can you imagine this? Being told by the king, I'm sorry, but you're not able to do this.
你可以想象说王已经跟他说了，你是不能去的。
But David said this.
那大卫对扫罗说
Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep, and when a lion...Or a bear came and carried off the sheep from the flock. I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth.
你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊。从群中衔一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。
And so when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair. I struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear.
他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊。
But David was also careful to acknowledge who it was, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫又说：“耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。”
So here, greater faith.Overcomes great opposition.
从这里看见那个更大的信心，叫他胜过那个反对。
Remember, faith is not how big our faith is.
所以信心不是说，只是说我们自己的信有多大。
How big is the object of our faith? How big is God?
乃是说我们所信的那个对象有多大。
And so we see here the challenge that I think David must have.Taken the promise of God's word. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
大卫有神的应许耶和华将为你征战，你们当安静站立。
God will fight for you. Trust Him.
神要为我们征战，我们要信靠他。
Remember those words. God will fight for you. Just trust Him.
神要为我们征战。我们要信靠他。
So as the battle takes place here between David and Goliath,
当大卫和哥利亚之间的征战在继续。
And as the Philistine Goliath moved closer to attack David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him.
非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。
What a challenge this is to us! David ran to meet Goliath.
这是怎样的挑战？大卫要向着这个哥利亚迎去。
And then reaching into his bag, he took out a stone and he slung it and he struck him on the forehead and the stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground.
大卫从囊中掏出一块石头来，用鸡旋甩去，打中非利士人的脸，石子进入额内，他就扑倒，面伏于地。
David triumphed over the Goliath with a sling and a stone, and without a sword in his hand, trusting God, he struck down the Philistine and killed him.
这样，大卫用鸡旋甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他。大卫手中却没有刀。
And then David ran and stood over that giant. He took the Philistine's sword, drew it from his sheath, and killed him, cutting off the head with the sword. And when the Philistines saw their hero was dead, they turned and ran.
大卫跑去站在非利士人身旁，将他的刀从鞘中拔出来，杀死他，割了他的头。非利士众人看见他们讨战的勇士死了，就都逃跑了。
Think about this. How do we face our giants? Facing your giants, dealing with them, overcoming them, fighting them, one battle at a time. We all have our giants.
我们来想想我们怎样面对我们自己的巨人，怎样征战，怎样得胜。
And so we need to get victory over the giants so that we face our lives.
我们要在我们的生命当中，我们要去战胜那些巨人。
So David conquered Goliath. The battle was won. The war was won. But then the Israelites had to continue battle the Philistines.
大卫胜过哥利亚，那场战争就赢了。但是以色列人还是要继续和非利士人征战。
And then as we come to the New Testament, we're reminded of the New Testament story of overcoming.
我们再来看新约里面得胜的故事。
This is a greater battle, the battle between good and evil, between the devil and between the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一场善与恶之间的战斗，也是撒旦跟主耶稣之间的战斗。
We see the enemies here, Satan, who came to steal, to kill and destroy, as Christ told us in John chapter 10.
我们的仇敌乃是撒旦，来盗窃来偷盗、杀害和毁坏。
And even as he attacked our ancestors, Adam and Eve, and they gave in to that temptation and sinned, and we all are born with a sinful nature, and we all are sinners.
从我们的先祖从亚当夏娃犯罪以来，我们受了那个诱惑我们有了那个罪性我们都是罪人。
And now we also know that the wages of sin is death.
我们都知道罪的工价乃是死。
So we all face this enemy, Satan, sin, and death.
我们都有这样的这个仇敌，撒旦、罪和死。
Praise be to God that our Savior is greater.
感谢神，我们的救主他是更大的。
Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
耶稣他受死，从死里复活，升天。
Jesus came to defeat the devil and to give us abundant life, as John tells us, and also eternal life.
他来胜过魔鬼给我们丰盛的生命。
Jesus broke the power of sin.
耶稣打破了罪的能力。
And through his resurrection, he overcame death.
他的复活胜过了死亡。
So here we're told in 1 John 5:5, who is he?Overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰一书五章五节说，那胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
We put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We can overcome Satan, sin, and death.
我们相信耶稣基督是我们的救主，就可以胜过撒旦、罪和死。
Thanks be to God.Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神让我们在耶稣基督里面得胜。
So what is strategy number one all about?
所以最重要的战略是什么?
Overcoming weakness with strength.
用能力来胜过软弱。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
靠着他的大能大力做刚强的人。
So, God commands us to be strong. There are more than 30 occasions when God commands someone to be strong.
神要我们做刚强的人，我们在圣经里看到 有超过30次我们有读到这样。
We feel our weakness. Sometimes we feel like, I can't go on. And so we need to call upon God's strength.
我们常常会感觉软弱，我们觉得无法继续，我们需要来呼求神的能力。
Moses told Joshua, be strong and courageous.
摩西对约书亚说要刚强壮胆。
David told Solomon, be strong and courageous.
大卫对所罗门说要刚强壮胆。
Paul told Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
保罗告诉提摩太说要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
So let us hear God's command to be strong, to give us strength.
我们听见神的命令要我们刚强，要得能力。
So first we cry out to God, we listen to His command, we ask for God's strength.
我们听神的命令，也向神呼求，要得他的能力。
But secondly, notice here that God calls us also to stand.
然后我们就看见神也要叫我们站立。
Three times in Ephesians chapter 6 it says, stand, be strong to stand.
以弗所书那里有三次说要我们站立，要刚强，要站立。
Think about this, why aren't we commanded to fight?
我们为什么那个命令不是说叫我们去战斗？
The command here is to stand.
这个命令乃是说要站立。
Because of Jesus, by His death, burial, and resurrection, has already overcome the enemy of Satan, sin, death.
因为耶稣的受死、埋葬、复活，已经胜过了撒旦、罪和死。
I love this verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
More than conquerors. Super conquerors. We're above and beyond our own strength conquerors.
那是远超我们自己的能力。
So from the spiritual perspective, we're not fighting for victory, but we're fighting from victory.
所以我们从属灵的角度来看，我们不是为着得胜而征战，我们是站在得胜的里面来支取这个得胜。
Like the Israelites, we're fighting the Philistines from the victory of David over Goliath.
就像以色列人跟非利士人的征战，他们乃是从大卫的得胜里面来赢得这个征战。
So we also stand in Christ's victory over Satan, sin and death.
所以我们也是站在耶稣基督的得胜，他胜过撒旦、罪和死，我们站在这样的得胜上。
So we're not fighting for victory, but from the victory that we have.
我们不是要去自己去赢取这个得胜。
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong.
所以你们哥林多前书16章说你们务要警醒，在正道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
David had gotten the victory over Goliath.The Israelites just had to stand strong.
所以大卫他战胜了哥利亚，以色列人他们只要刚强站立。
Christ has gotten the victory over the Satan, sin and death. We're just called to stand strong.
基督已经胜过了撒旦、罪和死，我们只要刚强站立。
Number three, we need to realize that the source of our strength, that God is the source of our strength.
第三点我们就是要知道我们力量的源头，神是我们力量的源头。
Psalm 68 verse 35 The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praise be to God.
诗篇68篇35节说，以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，神是应当称颂的。
I like this picture here. God is your source.Everything else is just a resource.
我喜欢这幅图画，它里面说的神是你的源头，其他的一切都只是资源。
These are the words of Tony Evans. God is your source. He's the source of our strength. Everything else is just a resource.
神乃是我们力量的源头，其他的不过都是资源。
We go to the resource here. Who can I...Get to help me out. Who can I call? Who can I talk to help me out? We go to the source first. Everything else is just a resource.
很多时候我们到处急忙寻找说谁可以帮我们这个资源怎么样，那个资源怎样。 但是我们忘记、我们的源头，力量的源头乃是神。
So God first, God is the source of our strength.
先到神的面前来，神乃是我们力量的泉源。
Number four, remember
this,
that God has promised to give us.
神已经应许给我们力量。
As we think about this, I want you to hear the words of Isaiah chapter 40.Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
以赛亚书四十章，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主。并不疲乏也不疲困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲倦的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
We grow weary, we grow tired, but God does not grow weary, does not grow tired.
我们会软弱会疲倦，但我们的神他不会软弱也不会疲倦。
He gives us strength when we're weary, He gives us power when we're weak.
他给我们，当我们软弱疲倦的时候，他给我们能力。
And Isaiah 41 verse 10, So do not fear, for I am with you, God promised. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you.
以赛亚书41章说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
In the New Testament, we find words like this to remind us, I can do all this through Him.Who gives me strength.
新约里面腓立比书告诉我们说，靠着加给我力量的神，凡事都能做。
So we may come weary, we may come to God and say, I'm weary, what can I do? And we cry out to God, claiming this promise that He will give us strength.
当我们疲倦无力的时候，我们不知道做什么，我们就向神呼求，他把能力给我们。
The question may be asked, how do you access that strength? How do we get that strength? How do you download God's strength into your life?
我们怎样来得到这样的能力？怎么把它下载到我们的生活里？
We all have computers. Most of us have computers. We download this not just for the information, but we download it to use it.
我们都用电脑，当我们下载一个东西的时候，我们不是只是下载一些资讯、我们下载的东西我们是希望能用的。
We download an application, not knowledge, but an application that will apply to our lives.
我们希望下载的是一个应用、不只是一些的知识。
So the first application of life's applications we download is this. Download God's strength from His Word.、
从我们来说这应用第一个就是说乃是要从神的话语当中来得到力量。
Psalm 119 verse 28, My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word.
诗篇149篇说，我的心因愁苦而消化，求你照你的话使我坚力。
So how do we get strength from God's word?
我们怎样从话语得能力？
We access the power of God by readingMemorizing, listening to, thinking on it, meditating on it, and obeying the Word of God, the Bible.
我们通过读、记忆、聆听、默想、服从神的话语、来得能力。
Now, listen to me carefully. You don't download God's Word by putting it under your pillow at night and laying down on it. That's not how you download God's Word.
所以我们来支取这个能力，不是说把圣经放在枕头下面、睡在上面就可以支取了。
Every day we download the strength of God from His Word as we open it to read it for our own personal edification, our personal devotions.
我们打开神的话语来读的时候，就是我们下载、那个能力的时候。
If you know some people, I hear that. I open my Bible week on Sunday.
有人说我每个星期哈在一次在星期天的时候打开神的话语。
But you need to realize, don't forget this here, that 7 days, only once a week, 7 days without God's Word makes 1 week.
所以说这里说，要提醒大家记得，如果你7天，只有一天来打开神的话语，就很软弱。
Now that's a play on words in English, of course. We also think of the other word in English, week. 1 week without God's word makes 1 week.
在英语里面，这个星期这个字和软弱发音是一样的。
So you wonder, why do I not have any strength? We haven't downloaded it.
所以你不要稀奇说我为什么没有能力，为什么这么软弱，因为你没有去下载。
The second thing we need to download God's strength from worship.
第二个我们乃是要从敬拜里面得能力。
Psalm 59 verse 17 tells us, You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God in whom I can rely, I can trust.
诗篇59篇说，我的力量啊，我要歌颂你，因为神是我的高台，是赐恩于我的神。
When we praise God, we worship God. That renews our strength.
当我们敬拜赞美神的时候，我们的力量就得以更新。
Rick Warren said these words, Worship renews your faith and restores your joy. And I want to add to that, renews your strength.
Rick Warren 说敬拜更新你的信仰，恢复你的快乐。我要加一点说，也让你得到能力。
So we come here to worship together. That ought to be a time of renewing our strength, renewing our spirit.
所以我们一同的敬拜就在这里更新我们的灵，更新我们的能力。
The third thing we need to get the strength from God, we need to download God's strength through weakness.
我们也从软弱当中来得能力。
Paul said these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章说
He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力辅庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜悦的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
So,I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. We're not told in the Bible what that thorn was.
保罗在他身体上有一根刺，圣经没有告诉我们这根刺是什么。
Paul speaks of this as his weakness.
保罗说那个是他的软弱。
Some people said it was his eyesight.Paul had bad eyes.
有人说那可能是保罗他的视力他视力很不好。
Timothy had a bad stomach.
提摩太可能有胃病。
I don't know what your weakness is or what we all have maybe physical or emotional or other weaknesses. And so in that weakness, we receive strength.
我们可能都有这样身体上或者是情绪上的软弱。但是在那个软弱的当中，我们要来得能力。
My weakness physically, I'm diabetic. That's my weakness. I don't know what your weakness is. But before God, we can download God's strength through our weakness.
我自己身体上软弱是我有糖尿病，我不知道你们软弱是什么。但是我们在这样的软弱当中，我们要来支取神的能力。
So we ask, why is that so?Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it.
提摩太后书告诉我们说唯有主站在我旁边加给我力量使福音被我尽都传明叫万邦人都听见。
So through our weakness, we think we're too weak, we can't stand. Remember this, the Lord stood by me, as Paul said here. When I felt like I could not stand, the Lord stood by me and gave me strength.
有时候我们在软弱中，我们觉得不能站立， 乃是我们的神站在我们的旁边，加我们力量。
So the key application I want you to think about here is that we download God's strength by waiting.
下一个我们要思想的，就是在等候中来支取神的能力。
Psalm 27, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord.
诗篇27篇说要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说要等候耶和华。
Again, Isaiah chapter 40, even the youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
以赛亚书40章，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
How do you wait upon God?
你怎样的来等候神？
We're a culture, we like the activity, we like to be busy, but how do we wait on God?
在我们的文化当中，我们不喜欢等。
So in conclusion, I want to suggest three things to you. First of all, slow down. In quietness and trust is your strength.
所以我这里有三个建议，第一个就是我们要慢下来，你们得力，在乎平静安稳。
So the word quietness here is not busy, ceasing activity. Somehow we think if I get more busy, I'll get more strength. But no, we need to wait upon God for His strength.
有时候我们有错觉，觉得我们越忙就越有能力，但是我们要慢下来，我们要等候神。
Secondly, we need to take the quiet time.
第二个就是我们要有那个安静的时间。
It was only after the fireworks were over and the world got quiet that Elijah heard God's still small voice, the voice that gave him strength and courage that he needed.
只有在那个烟火结束、世界安静的时候，以赛亚才听见神微小的声音。
There was the thunders, there was all the noise going around him. But it wasn't until he quieted himself down, had that quiet time with God, he heard God's still small voice. Do you have a quiet time with God?
只有当雷鸣之后，当他安静下来，他才能听见神微小的声音。 你有没有那样的安静的时间？
And then we need to pray.
然后我们就要祷告。
Psalm 22, verse 19, here's a prayer. You, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me.
诗篇22篇说，耶和华，求你不要远离我，我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。
And then Psalm 31, verse 24, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
诗篇31篇，凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
So we need strength from God.
我们需要从神来的能力。
There's a young man that was very Itzhak Perelman. And this young man at a young age had polio, could not walk, was on crutches.
有一个年轻人，他很小的时候就跛了，不能走。
This young man who on crutches learned to play the violin.
但是他学了怎么样来拉小提琴。
And he became very good at playing the violin, even with his weakness.
虽然他很软弱，但是他可以小提琴拉得很好。
One day the orchestra was playing in New York City.
有一次这个乐团在纽约演出。
Perelman, as he was playing, getting his instrument ready to start playing for the orchestra,
他们把乐器摆好了，就准备来表演了。Suddenly,
one of the strings broke.
突然就有一根弦断了。I
know some of you play the violin. He only had three strings left.
你们这个这里也有会小提琴的，你知道他断了之后，他就只有三根弦。The
others said, "Should we stop?" He said, "No, continue."
其他人说，我们要不要停下来？他说不，我们就继续。
And he got the strength to play the rest of the orchestra, the whole the whole orchestra with three strings instead of four.
他就有这个能力啊，就剩下来的表演，他就用三根弦来演完。
We may only have, you say, well, I only have three strings, and so-and-so has four strings, and he can do more than I can do, or she can do more than I can do. I only have three strings.
有时候我们看自己也是，我只有三根弦哈，啊，别人就有四根，啊，他们能做更多的。
But we call upon God and trust in His promise to give us strength.
但是我们要呼求神，信靠他的应许，给我们能力。
So very important, the first strategy is this.
所以我们最重要的策略
overcome weakness through God's strength.
借着神的能力来胜过软弱。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we look at ourselves and we see our weaknesses. We see that we cannot do this.
我们看自己的时候，我们看见的就是软弱，我们不能做什么。
Especially in a spiritual warfare, we see the enemy as being stronger than us.
在属灵的征战里，仇敌总是比我们更强大。
But Father, help us to lay hold of the promises that you have given to us and to call upon you for strength and to stand. And when we feel like we cannot stand, to remember that you are standing there with us.
主，让我们信靠你，支取你的能力。当我们软弱的时候，不能站立的时候，我们记得你就站在我们旁边。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。